They were bolsters. And at night, you took them off the bed. You did not sleep on them. And you laid them aside. In the morning, you make your bed up, put your counterpane on it, put your bolster up at the head of the bed. And then there was a cover you put over the head of the bed, and it fell down over the bolster. And it was called a...
Well, tell me about the bolster thing.
The bolster, it was covered, and it was called...
Tell me about the bolster. You say that you didn't sleep on that, but that was like a large pillow.
Two large pillows. They were long. And they were white, very large. And then when you put them, make up your bed, and they covered
down to the middle of the bed.
And you stood them up close beside the head of the bed, as close as you could. And then, but you had already put the counterpane on, and you put those on, and then you had this white cover that you fastened at the head of the bed, and it fell down over the bolsters. And everybody used them.
And why do you suppose we don't use the bolsters today? They're just too big?
They're too large, and the furniture is too modern. It would not hold them. Because iron beds, after a while, came in, and iron beds had too many loose places in there, and they would not hold the bolster. And I think that was the reason the bolster went out.
What do you call the thing that you put on the bed to keep warm, you know?
Blanket.
All right. Or what's another term for it? When it's made out of patchwork, what do you call
quilt.
It?
Quilt. Old-fashioned quilt. We had a million.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor?
Pallet.
Okay. We expect a big crop from the field because the soil is very
rich.
All right, rich or fertile. Okay. The flat lowland along the streamland overflowed in the spring and plowed under. What do you call that kind of land? The flat lowland along the streamland.
Bottom.
Uh-huh. Bottom land.
Bottom land. That's what we called it. We had some.
What do you call low-lying grass? You know, you run through the, you don't call it a pasture, but you run through the what? A field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass or clover.
Well, that's a pasture that you put farm animals in.
What's another word for it? What about meadow?
Meadow.
Did you use any other term other than pasture? Right, suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a good time. What do you call that?
Well, you call that a stream going through you, a pasture.
All right, but it's, the water's just standing there.
Stagnant pond.
What's another word for it? Any other?
Pond, stagnant pond.
Like, what do they have down in Florida? We call those Florida...
Everglades?
Like
a swamp.
The place where salt hay grows. It's almost the same thing to me as a swamp, only we call it like a.
They're found in the same region, along the sea, swampy, or flatland.
What's another word for it? Swampy, or it can be, you know,
muddy.
Muddy, or what's another word for it?
Marshy.
Marsh.
That's a marsh. Marshland.
Marsh. What different kinds of soil do you find in a field?
You could find some is loamy, rocky,
muddy,
heavy with